USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New data from Oxford University shows Israel has administered more COVID-19 vaccinations than any other nation, with over 1 million people receiving a shot. As countries like the United States fall behind on immunization goals, Israel has given coronavirus doses to over 10% of its population of 9.2 million since December 19th. Legendary broadcaster Larry King is at Caesars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California, with COVID-19. Mr. King is in isolation and not permitted to have any visitors, including from his family. Pregnant and lactating women were not a part of the clinical trials for the COVID-19 vaccines, but most experts say it's safe for them to get vaccinated. As of December 11th, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices issued an interim recommendation for the Pfizer-BioNTech drug to be given to all Americans over the age of 16. USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues, $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Let's catch up with college football bowl season. USA Radio News' Dan Narocki has more.
Bowl season wrapped up Saturday with four games on the schedule. Ole Miss upset number 11 Indiana 26-20 in the Outback Bowl. Kentucky rushed for 281 yards to beat number 23 NC State 23-21 in the Gator Bowl. Number 10 Iowa State beat number 25 Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl 34-17. And number 5 Texas A&M pulled away from number 13 North Carolina late for a 41-27 victory in the Orange Bowl. The final game of the college football season is set to come on January 11th, when number 1 Alabama and number 3 Ohio State will square off for the national championship. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narocki.
Tony Romo will not call Sunday's game between the Cardinals and Rams for CBS because of COVID-19 protocols, the network announced Saturday. Boomer Esiason will take Romo's place alongside Jim Nance for Week 17, scheduled for 4:25 p.m. Eastern. CBS did not say if Romo tested positive for coronavirus or has been in close contact with someone who has. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former National Basketball Association All-Star has died. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has the story.
He's unbelievable. Westfall! What a sequence by Paul Westfall!
Paul Westfall got it done on the floor and on the sidelines. He spent much of his career with the Phoenix Suns. The team announced his death Saturday at the age of 70. Westfall was reportedly diagnosed with brain cancer last summer, just a few months before he was enshrined in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
I know I'm not larger than life. One person congratulating me for being selected said, "Hey, now you're immortal." No. Immortality doesn't come from basketball.
Westfall played collegiately at USC and was drafted by the Boston Celtics in 1972. He was a five-time NBA All-Star. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Phoenix Suns tweeted Saturday, "Westy will not be immortalized for just playing basketball. He will be remembered for how he lived his life and how he treated others." Singer-songwriter Brad Paisley is starting 2021 on a positive note. Local Nashville, Tennessee musician Buck McCoy was one of many downtown residents displaced by the Christmas Day blast. The entertainer also lost his cat Molly, which was reunited with him on New Year's Eve thanks to the help of local police officers. McCoy released a video shared on TMZ that Paisley was very supportive, going as far as gifting him a new fancy guitar autographed by the star himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.